The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following program is pre-recorded.
This is Simply for Women, a place for that mom who knows the chaos of life, the daughter who faces the challenges of the day, and for those women who want to deepen their faith. God invites us to take Him off our to-do list and to simply be. To simply be with Him.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Media Group, staff, management, or advertisers.
Now here's your host, Jennifer Jackson.
Well, today is part three of an Easter heart. We stay in the garden alone with the Lord, and then we head to the cross. This is an important message. I'm Jennifer Jackson. You can get more at jenniferjackson.com. Here we go.
So what are the prayers we want to pray in the garden of our life? We want to pray that we will emerge, we will go to the garden alone, but we're going to emerge with friends. We're going to emerge with a power from on high. I think we should abandon our cares to Him. And Proverbs 3:5-6 says to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. So when you're in that garden alone, you start by saying, God, I have to abandon my cares to You. You literally give them to Him. I was talking with some friends this week, and one of my friends needed a keyboard. She's a worship leader, needed a keyboard. It was a huge struggle in her life, and someone brought her a keyboard and case to her front porch. I was talking to another man in our church who has a ministry, and he was telling me about taking a bed just a few weeks ago to a teenager who needed a bed. And he said how excited that teenager was. And then he told me about taking a stove to a woman in our church who had been without a stove for a long time. And he installed a stove for her. I thought, wow, you know, if we would just abandon our cares to God, He would show up. God has people. He has ways. And He shows up on our behalf. The next is to drop your physical needs at His feet. That enemy of your physical need can be destroyed. You know, I think about the domino in my life. You know, those men came to kill Jesus. They came to fight Peter and all those disciples. They came brutally ready. And Jesus said three words, I am He, and they were down on the ground. And the physical enemies that you face can be overcome by the Lord. When I started a journey, I don't know how it began. It was the enemy himself. But I had an appendix rupture. I went from there to a domino effect of many health challenges that ended up in cancer. But you know what? God, in those spaces, facing those physical enemies, I repented, I changed, I spent time with Jesus that I hadn't spent, I made new friends, I entered into a place not of dying and death, but of new life and hope. And so even if you have a physical enemy, you can go in that garden with the Lord, and He is more powerful. He's stronger than your physical enemy. And then the next one, just to be satisfied with Him for all of your needs, all of your spiritual needs. Sometimes you think this is a problem. That is a problem. It could be in any relationship. No, the root of it is a spiritual problem. It's a spiritual need. And we have to unhurry ourselves. I mean, in the garden, they stayed up all night. And maybe you're going to have to stay up all night, hours and hours, until you have hashed it out with the Lord. But in that space, you bring Him your spiritual needs. If your heart is broken, if you are depressed, if you are anxious, if you are fearful, if you are worried, You bring all of that to him and you just be with him. Part of what Jesus wanted in the garden with Peter and the guys was, can't you just be with me in this? He wants us to be with us, but he will meet. It's when you begin to forget all about yourself and all about your needs. You become less self-focused when you allow him to meet all of your spiritual needs. In that moment, you're not fretting over the past. You're not agonizing over the future. You're entering into this space with the Lord. I see a lot of people with these needs for temptation. They have needs to be delivered from temptation. It says in Luke 22, 45 to 46, when he rose from prayer and went back to the disciples, Jesus found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. Why are you sleeping? He asked them. Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. That's in Luke. You know, I see this all the time. And that is why we get into this spot with the Lord. That is why we spend this time with the Lord, so that he can deliver you from your temptation. I see temptations with women a lot for an emotional affair. And I try to encourage them that if they will go to the garden with the Lord and pray, he can deliver them from an emotional affair. Because many of the emotional affairs lead to physical affairs and then the destruction of marriage. But that's one that I see a lot. Another one I see a lot is deliverance from games, deliverance from devices, deliverance from the things that are on our devices. There are so many addictions in that small little phone. So many things embedded in there. Some of those games are highly addictive and they lead to human trafficking. There was a family with a 15-year-old girl, and this girl was playing these games. She had some special needs. She was homeschooled, and her parents took very good care of her. They loved her, and she was playing games, and someone through that address found her, kidnapped her, and took her to Florida. And by the grace of God, her parents got her back, and they got her back because they... through the game, they figured out where she was at and the address in Florida, and the police were able to rescue her. But I see this. I think there are lots of addictions that we struggle with, let alone the vices of food, the vices of different addictions that we have. It is only in prayer and in that quiet place with the Lord, but he will deliver us. He will deliver us, for there he makes a way of escape. You know, he can deliver us from so many things. Maybe your temptation is your location. Maybe your temptation is, I don't like my location. I want to retire where it's warmer, or I want to move here or go there. If that's your temptation, you have to take it to the Lord in prayer. I interviewed a mother just 2 weeks ago, and she said that her temptation that God had to deliver her from was that she didn't want to be a mother. And so she had to go to the Lord in prayer and say, God, she actually made a covenant with him. I will be a mother and a wife first, and I will honor you. And she fulfilled that. The children are about to graduate from high school. But she said, I had to go to the Lord in prayer because I honestly didn't want to do that. But he delivered her. Can you imagine the kids' lives if she wouldn't have been delivered from that temptation? So those are all the wonderful things that can happen in the garden. We all need to go to the garden, don't we? So before you get to the cross, you go down that Palm Sunday path. Go down that path, humble yourself. And then you want to get in the garden. Get in the garden alone. And then the next is the cross. And here's my little prayer for the cross. Lord, no matter how hard it gets, I'm all in. I simply love you. It might get tough, you guys. This walk with the Lord, it might get really tough. We have to count the cost. We have to take up our cross, and we have to follow him. Somewhere we have believed some notion that being a Christian is easy, that being a Christian is all fun, and it's all simple. Well, Some things are simple, but they are also hard. And some of the simplest things are very hard. And to take up your cross is tough. It's at the cross that our will and God's will cross, because we know what we want. But I love this verse in Proverbs 27:7. To even the hungry, what is bitter tastes sweet. When we're hungry for the Lord, even the hard things, even the hard things that he asks you to do, they taste sweet. They taste good. I was meeting with a woman, and she has left everything to come to our state to help women who are involved in prostitution. And she spends most of her evenings going to strip clubs. And she reaches these women, and she gets to know them, and she prays for them, and she ministers to them, and then she helps them find safety, and she helps them find resources. And she's here all by herself because the group that she's with, their chapter isn't very big. So she's pioneering right here in Ohio. And she said, "It's lonely, Jennifer. It's hard. I'm seeing lots of darkness." But she's serving the Lord. Sometimes the cross that we bear, it may be bitter, but it tastes sweet. And what she's doing, it's sweet. It's beautiful. And I think about these women. These are women that I just love, the ones that were at the cross, at the base of the cross. Let's look at them. In Matthew 27:56, it says, "Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's sons." And then look at one more verse. In John 19:25, it says, "Near the cross stood his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene." And in Mark 15:41, "In Galilee, these women had followed him and cared for his needs. Many other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem were also there." These women were facing the cross with him. That was really hard. And it didn't matter how hard it got, they were all in. They were into the bitter end. And I love them. What I love about these verses is these verses describe these women as the mom, their sisters. These are ordinary women. What about Mary Magdalene, the woman who had been delivered of 7 demons? Maybe you think, "I can't go to the cross with the Lord. I can't participate at that level because of all the demons in my life. I've been through so much." No, she didn't think that. She thought, "I will hang in there with him because he hung in there with me." And so it doesn't matter what demons you faced, what demons he delivered you of. Hold your head up high and stick with the Lord. That's what Mary Magdalene did. She wasn't embarrassed to be known to be at the foot of the cross. No, she was right there.
Well, I hope you're enjoying an Easter heart. It's so important for all of us to develop this. You can find the devotional, the small group study, the showers of power, lots of freebies at jenniferjackson.com. I'm Jennifer, and you're listening to Simply for Women.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, "I'm not changing it."
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.